Hello, everyone, and welcome to a quick little, what are we going to call tonight? Well, we're really trying to put together a bundle of shows. Imagine a live stream that isn't you watching one show for 4 hours and going, wow, I got so much done, but, you know, kind of thing. All your favorite Friday night shows, like you're going to watch Arrow, The Flash, you know, that kind of thing, boom, 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 boom. So we thought we would start next Friday, hopefully, at around 7:30, and we'll give you your weekly dose of Star Wars. And then, like, Dice Before Dishonor with the Cavaliers. Then maybe something like Mummy's Mask that we're going to pull off a Sunday and put in. And then end it, cap it off with our new second edition Age of Ashes. And there'll be, like, little 5-10 minute breaks in between with us pausing for a pee and a tea. But you will get to see all of your favorite shows at once every week. Everybody levels. Everybody goes forward. I think that's a pretty good deal. Matt?
I think it's ambitious, but I think we can pull it off.
What if you never know me not to be, like, very ambitious about this?
Everything. Always ambitious. But you know what? That's part of your charm, Jeff.
I'll take that as a compliment. Ow. Things are going away, sliding. No. I don't want to. I'll just quit while I'm ahead. No more tweaking. We're here. So, shout out to our chat room. We have Sylvestra, whose disguise is actually our... how should I put this? Somebody that we know, friend of Rob's and a coworker of mine, is trying out for our Sunday night show, and you can hear Anita playing there. I see some patrons, Narc Mall, and some of our locals. And guys, thank you so much for helping us get our Twitter numbers up. Twitter numbers? No. Twitch numbers. Now, if I'm not mistaken, if I've set this up right, we are live streaming to our Twitch account, Rollmonger's Twitter account, and Rollmonger's YouTube simultaneously. This is a simulcast, a test. Because, you know, with the death of a Jedi comes the birth of a new era, and we're going to call it the simulcast era. And, you know, well, sorry, he's not dead yet. He's not dead. Speaking of dead Jedi, or those on the ropes, when last we left our heroes, I believe that we had a Mr. Poser Sham. Poser, are you in the building? Hello, Poser?
Anyone? Yes, I am, Jeff.
Oh, Poser's here tonight, played by Aiden Willems, everybody. He's still surly and upset with me because I almost killed him last time. Definitely going to try and kill him much more dead this time. Does that make sense? I don't know. These rules are kind of wonky. I mean, you drop to zero, unless I get a really big threshold damage hit on your butt to drop you down, you're just going to kind of go to zero and feel bad. I mean, we ended season one. Near Death of Salesman took 3 episodes to kill Matt, and he didn't really die, and Leth kind of brought him back, and the pocket recorder went out. You guys remember that? Episode like 33, 34, 35 of... No? So long
yes,
ago?
Yes, I do.
So long
it's a little
ago.
Foggy.
So long ago, but, you know, we kept picking up Star Wars and putting it down, even though it was our first baby, our first podcast. So now, that's strange. So now, I seem to have lost control. I have no control over what's on my screen. Oh, technical issues, but, you know, okay, so maybe a little too ambitious. So the bad guys all stop moving. You can just get up and leave. what the hell's going on? Can't seem to select anybody. Okay, we'll just reset that. So, we are in season 2. We are on episode 33, 34. Last season lasted 35 episodes, guys. I think we're going to go long. Because there's some things that need to be ironed out. There's some wandering Jedi that have poked their noses in places they should ever go, let alone do it alone. So I have no remorse if this guy cops it because he split the party, went it alone. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Hi, Frank. Old man Zin's in Vegas this week. Lovely. Didn't take us. That's fine.
You did take the fish camo, though, and it's a hit.
Can you imagine walking him up and down the boulevard with this massive mesh netting? Unless he found a Star Wars convention, Sorry?
He'd fit at any convention.
Oh, yeah. Especially a rave.
Or Marine Land.
Yeah.
Oh. We only really have one Patreon goal. And so that's this network can pay for itself. But beyond that goal, beyond those 600-800 patrons that we asked for, so we can kind of make this part-time overwhelming 20 hours a week job and our full-time jobs and one of us shift it around so that this can be like full-time and have it pay for itself. That money beyond that would send us to conventions and we'd meet fans and schmooze and stuff. But I'd want to do a show. I'd want to do a live show where Frank comes out in the mesh netting,
ghillie
kind of
suit.
Thing. Yeah, it just comes out in the ghillie suit. That would be awesome.
That would be super fun. Going to a con as our characters. That would be super fun.
Yeah, we'd hide you guys in the back and do a panel.
I might be going as a corpse, so.
Yeah, make sure you tell people who you are. Check out the network.
We'll find out. Speaking of corpses, Poser.
Poser,
how you doing, buddy?
Where did we leave you?
I believe bleeding, leaning against a door with a large Gamorrean activating the alarm of the entire facility.
Oh, that's right. Were you? No, you weren't unconscious. You ran up the stairs, and then he passed you. You turned around, ran back down here, and went to that big door he's guarding and found it sealed up tighter than Arc Lord's sphincter. And all this guy did was, instead of catching you with too many actions, he just sauntered up to the panel, and I believe we had alarms going off. Very alarming.
Yes. And we need to keep the initiative tracker going if you weren't planning that.
Well, this is a problem. Ideas. I don't seem to have one. I don't know what's going on here.
You should be able to bring it back up.
It says it's me. It says Jeff and Pro. I pay. Come on, Roll 20. I pay for this. This is why Roll 20 is our sponsor. Fantasy Grounds is our sponsor. I wish they had a freaking Star Wars thing that wasn't homebrew cheese, because it's not.
Actually,
it'd
be super sweet. Maybe we should talk to them about that. They probably wouldn't add Saga Edition, though.
No, so, Fantasy Grounds, and then there's Poser straining to lift his keys with the Force. We don't want that.
They'd be like, oh, yeah, we totally got FFG going for you guys. And we'd be like, thanks.
Yeah. No, seriously, I do not have the combat tracker. Unless they totally revamp this, I do not have the combat tracker. Wow. I don't have it going.
Huh. Well, do we just want to theater of the mind the combat rounds?
Well, I got the map, right?
You got the map.
The map here. Okay. Going on here. We'll pull up the old Poseroony there. There he is, cowering in the corner. So I believe it is your turn, sir.
Excuse me
while I cue some battle music. Because the battle isn't over yet.
No, it is not, Jeff. You may have won the battle, but I shall win the war. And I will start that by using my standard, my move, and my swift to move myself one up the condition track.
Come again? You doing the... Oh, I remember this. Yep. I remember this.
Yep.
You can take a three actions to suck it up. And now, were you negative 10?
Three swifts. I was at negative 10. I am now at negative 5.
Yeah, because it's 1, 2, 5, 10. Helpless. Not 1, 2, 3, 5, 10. Matt. Matt tried to help you. He was listening to this when he was away, and he's texting me, and he's like, "It's there was this three." What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was upset. I was like, "You can't kill him." I was like, "Bowser!"
Oh yeah, only you're allowed to kill him. It wasn't so long ago you were like, "Eh, he can take care of himself." Sorry, Jabba, you and I are square now. Don't buy into that bullshit. All right.
Hey, so, I never said I didn't feel bad about it.
I feel so bad that I made money off of your death. All right. So anyway, let's have you magically suck it up, and now you're negative 5 to do everything, and that's your turn.
Yes. So Poser, as like the axe is, you know, kind of dangling from his hand, and he's just sitting there just breathing. Just, you know, concentrating, focusing, catch the breath.
Okay. I like it. So, our Gamorrean. Sorry, I'm just trying to get my my tabletop audio sound pad up in here because, you can never have too many sound effects. Okay, maybe we had too many sound effects like the last game, but... I'm pretty sure that when I set off an alarm, we had... That's not bad. Okay, that's just annoying. Okay, we're going to go with this one. I'm just going to tone this down a bit here. It's in the background, okay? Now, I don't know if you guys can hear this, but I know the stream can hear this. So, just to remind everyone of the, you know, impending doom... That's going on here. Alarm's going off. And then the Gamorrean, who for some reason I can't click on. That's really weird. I'm just going to reboot that whole thing. Maybe that'll help. Saunters over to you. And I'm going to take another swing.
He's going to take another swing.
Yeah.
I don't think you can reach me at that point, Joe.
What if I charge you? Nope, I'm on the wrong side of the panel.
There's a panel in the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a really bad time for me to suddenly drop my...
aggressiveness?
No, my roll 20 feet.
Oh, yeah, that too.
We usually don't suffer this amount of technical hijinks on my watch. I swear. There we go. Coming back in. There we go. Now I have control. Much more buttons and switches. This is better. Okay. Oh, look at that. I can see things. Things can move. So I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to come to here. And then I'm going to go 1, 2, and just loom over you. Big swing, you know, pending, but I'm done this round.
Wait, how many? I thought he had a move speed of 4, not 6.
Yeah, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Puts me right at your door. We're good.
No, 4 puts you right here, Jeff.
What? I was here.
Correct.
Yeah. What are you doing? Spamming
8 squares is what the indicator states. Use Q.
Alright. I can't even get that far. You're cropping that corner, dude. 3, 4... 1, 2, 3. Get your cue out of there. I can't even see what I did. Stop moving me.
No, no, you had it right.
1, 2, 3. Ah, shit. 4 puts me here. And then it's 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't see how that...
2, 3.
Oh, okay. Do diagonals count as double squares in this?
Cardinal directions only, sir. Cardinal directions only for movement.
Yes.
We figured that out.
Diagonals always count as double.
Or as double, yeah.
The same Pathfinder.
Okay. I'm stuck in... Pathfinder doubles every
this
other.
This ain't your grandpappy's Pathfinder. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Star Wars is doubles everything.
1, 2, 3, 5. 6, 7, 8, and I loom a square away.
You loom.
And I learn something from the desperate player who just really doesn't want me to hit him again. So it's worth taking a little time. I mean, come on. Sorry about the extra time here, folks, but, he could die. If I'm lucky. About time that the plot armor came off in this network, yes. So it's your turn again, Poser. What do you got?
Correct. So I'm going to use a move action to move 6 squares eastward to the wall on the other side of this cabinet, I believe.
Okay.
And then I will use a standard and a swift to start recovering again.
I think I see where this is going. We're going to go round and round the cabinet. Okay, so you begin recovering.
Not quite.
Okay.
Yes, so I spend my swift and my standard for 2 of the 3 swift actions necessary to move up the condition track again.
Okay. All right. Where's my cue? Okay, 4 squares puts me here, and I will attack you and grant you cover. So... what is your reflex plus 5?
16. That's what it is.
Ooh.
Remember, he is at a -2.
Yep. The Gamorrean Basher. Would you like to learn more about me?
Not particularly, but yes, sure.
I have dark side points. Can't spend them. I have force points. I can spend those. And I have a great big war mace, which I think I'm just going to smack you in the face with. Now, just to be fair, we'll let D20, because it always rolls fairly.
Wait. Hold up. How'd you get around that? 1, 2, 3. Oh, okay. Just making sure. Okay. You got a 4 on the dice, Jeff.
Yes. It was almost an 18 until your cursor came up and moved it, my virtual dice.
Sure. That's what it was.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Oh, man, if only you could do that. Mess with the other player's dice. Oh, that was a natural 20 again.
Nudge. I move once. I attack. And I'm done. And I miss. Swings and just... puts a huge dent in that cabinet. Kind of reminding of you how you threatened... what was his name? Warlock? No. Warwick? Remember the axe buried in the wall out there? You having flashbacks to an earlier time?
Oh, I'm getting flashbacks. Wonderful.
Yes. So what do you do?
So I'm going to make a withdraw action as a move, which means I can only move half my speed, which is 3. So 1, 2, 3.
Are you provoking?
This other side.
Does movement provoke
in
this?
No, that's why I said a withdraw action.
Okay. If you withdraw, though, that's all you can do, right?
The movement penalty.
Yeah.
No. So withdraw is a move action, but you can only go half your speed.
Oh, but you can still do standard stuff.
So I can only move 3 squares... correct. I can still do the standard and a swift.
Oh, curse me for taking on multiple different types of rule systems in a single night. This is not going to bode well, but I believe you. Okay.
Aha.
So what do you got?
All right. So I'm going to use my swift to pop me back up to -2 on the condition track.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my standard to move another 6
squares. Wait a minute, I thought you had to use 3 swifts to get back up on the condition track.
I already used 2 from the previous round.
Oh, right, sorry. Okay.
It's not in a row, it's just you have to use that many.
Okay. All right. My turn. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I move 4. As a swift, I peek to see if you're, like, visible to me in that gap. You're not. I continue 4, and I come here, and I see you around the corner, but I'm done.
Perfect. All right, give me a sec. My secondary PC crashed, so I'm launching it on my laptop. Old 20 is just not agreeing with either of us today, Jeff.
Seriously, though, dude, if you pull this off.
I'm trying. I'm
true,
trying.
True respect.
Dude, you have no idea.
You can do it. Run away.
At this point, the alarm's been set. I can't run. Running will make me look guilty.
Use the Schwartz.
You can always run.
Yes. So, as a standard action, because he is within my sight.
Yes.
He can hear me, and based on previous things, he can understand me. I'm going to use Adept Negotiator.
Okay.
Again, to try and drop him down the condition track to -5.
Okay.
So I need to make a use the force check against his will defense. I will say...
Okay.
I will say, look, I did not come in here and hurt them. I heard a commotion, and I was coming to check on them. I'm not the enemy here.
Okay. And you go against my will?
Yes, I go against your will defense.
Okay.
Use the force check, 25.
Yes.
Okay. So that is a standard action.
Mm-hmm.
Now, move action. Back up 6 squares and spend a swift to start recovering.
Okay. I was so jazzed that you had the balls to take this room on alone. I cut the encounter in half, but I got to the alarm, and the alarm's been running for a couple of rounds. So the other Gamorrean basher enters the room, and their boss, the Gamorrean warlord, enters the room and look around, and we see you. And draw weapons. Because, intruder alert, they come busting into the room. Now, it took us that time to like, oh, shit, let's get up, let's get over there. Right? Big door, you know, hit the lock, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They open, and a large Gamorrean basher, like the first one, rippling with muscle, and a dangerous, tusk-chipped, iron-capped tusk. We'll call him Joe. Comes forth.
I mean, and they opportunity for Aiden.
They once through the room, and yeah. Actually, we entered his threatening square. We entered his square. We didn't leave his square. He did not threaten the square beyond the doors, and we have entered a square he threatens.
And then drew a weapon while standing in his threatening square.
I don't think drawing a weapon threatens. Or provokes.
maybe not. So I don't think it does in Star Wars.
I'm not sure.
We'll put Jay on the book since Aiden is fighting for his life. Anyway, it is. Oh, sorry. And I got to move again. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Oh, sorry. Hi, boss. You make me feel bad. How's it going? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Anyway, they come in the room, but they don't just walk out in the middle of the room because they have no idea how many and who's here. You know what I mean? So we right. would come out and seek cover, but we come out and just kind of step in the room, the door, look around, we see you. So that kind of makes them both stop for a yeah. moment.
With the axe pretty much just dangling by my side. Like, I have it in my hand, but like I pretty much have it down. So obviously, again, already planning on this, but seeing the door open and another one and a bigger one come out, it is very much drop the axe, kneel down, like hands on top of the head.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to count that as a move action or not, or like free action to, you know, drop prone.
You get it. You surrender. You throw down and right?
Yeah. Well, but
do you tell them you surrender?
Yes. Yes. Swift and move to finish recovering, so I go up to -1. And then standard to adept negotiate the dude that I've been hitting with it. Be like I said before, I was not in here to attack. I heard a commotion and I came in. I surrender.
Okay.
I did not want to fight. I wanted to help.
So there's the basher that just came in the room right there. He looks at the warlord. The yeah. warlord looks over at the first basher that's standing adjacent now to the one that came in. And he just, boof, you know, takes the knock, knocks you out. Kerkunk.
Enough.
Okay. And like I said, this is not a finish him, kill him. This is a, you know, for flavor, you know, those things where like the bad guy gets a better view and the camera's like right over the guy and you just see the last thing you see is that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? They turn to the bastion. It's like, your alarm, your call. Last thing you see, right, is like, you know, or maybe just, you know, the mace just kind of going over his shoulder and you're like, ah, sweet, they're just going to take me in. And then you look up in time to see a giant green meaty fist just, whoops, you know, and...
He would be swinging at a -10, though. I mean, I am helpless, but... Because it was the same action that
really?
To drop Dude. The basher to -10.
I've already gone to blackout.
I think honestly those two kind of cancel each other out. I think helpless is -10 too, isn't it?
No. Okay, here we go. 19 plus, you know. Oh, and he misses,
whatever.
You know,
minus
and the other
10.
You know. Okay,
no,
so that's not.
I think my reflex...
And then the other two guys punch you in the face.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if I miss, they're going to up their game to try to make you unconscious, which means you could end up taking real damage, dude. Like,
No. My reflex should be at, like, yeah, like, -10. Or
oh, so it's like,
five.
I surrender.
So he still
huh.
hits me.
I said I surrender. Whoop, whoop, huh, hey, oh, huh, I'm surrendering. Why are you... Keep missing yourself. Keep missing yourself. Like, dude, like, they will shoot you. You really
no,
want to
no, I'm not Jeff, I'm not dodging. I'm dropping all of his stats though. Like I'm sitting there, like if he swings at me, I'm not dodging.
Okay.
Like my reflex is effectively zero. So he will hit me, but he's at a -10 on his condition track.
Lovely. But when you said, oh by the way, he's -10, it's like, okay. Whoosh. Oh, now you're embarrassing him in front of his warlord boss. It's like, this is not the way to go, right?
Well,
Warlord's got
so
a gun.
At this point,
anyway,
at this
you surrender.
Point, based on how adept negotiator is, this dude feels less likely to want to attack me and hurt me.
I see. I don't want to.
It's like I'm trying to talk with him and reason with him. Yes, he doesn't want to, but at this point, obviously he has to.
Okay, right.
So,
however, do you speak Gamorrean?
No, I do not.
Do you know what this means? It means, well, which he's interpreting as a direct order, like, and he doesn't really want to hit you. So, like I said, he doesn't hit you with his mace and just see if you live, and if you live, you live. He, you know, bit slaps you, and we go to black, and the alarm fades. Dr. Leth.
Yes.
You were trying to save an assassin's life who had taken the equivalent of a galactic cyanide pill.
Oh, it will be quite the accomplishment, will it not?
I believe so, yes.
I hope you got R4 up and recording.
Oh, pretty much. He's basically... The only thing that I don't really have as far as he's concerned is wheels.
Sweet.
He can't really go anywhere, but I can certainly aim his camera.
Excuse me. Yeah. Kind of hamstringed here. You know, it's like... Ready to serve, master. I said I'm ready to serve, master. If I could just please move. No? Okay. No moving today for me. So, remind me, what had we taken any specific steps? Were you just trying to dig right into, like, you're like prepping for surgery to, like, you know, you really want this guy to talk kind of later if he makes it off the table?
I believe at this point there's not much more I can do with him until he kind of recovers a little bit on his own, so that'll be at least a night's rest. Any emergency surgery or treatment that we've already done, this at his body cannot handle anymore for now.
Right. But we did those.
Nevertheless, the worst of it should be through.
This close attempt before he outrules lawyered me to kill Aiden's character has completely mind wiped me like a droid, and I'm just like, did he save his life? Did we do the surgery? Just kind of, you know, disposal of a Jedi kind of overtook my brain. So
we had made the rolls to successfully stabilize him enough that he wasn't going to die from it, and then Merrick and I dragged him and threw him in a back to tank.
Okay, do you want to bring up your video? Was that causing you to crash earlier? I mean, it's a lovely picture of you and my daughter, but...
I can attempt to, but you can't really see me either way.
Oh, do you want to change your background? Change your background and...
I can add in the stuff.
Lean closer. If you get closer to the camera, that's probably what's doing it. Either too close or too far from the
camera. No, the problem is that... The problem is that it doesn't understand what color is actually my background and compares it to my skin.
Hey, I love you being conspiracy man, like that faded out. That's awesome. It's better than the static photo, I gotta say. But anyway, moving on.
Oh, there I was, watching this evil deed go down.
That's amazing you could do that with your voice, like, in real time. Like, yeah, like the... He's doing the phone scrambling voice, like, I send on Mark Bills. Dude, that's amazing. I gotta remember that. Hey, sorry.
Do what I can.
Dr. Leth, you had done the surgery, now it's a waiting game.
Yes.
All right. Now, I believe Poser had managed to hail Zinn and Haas on the comms. And Poser's in trouble. So everyone's like, oh, you know, like, hey, you guys were like, let's get down there. And you hear this on the comms, right? Now, you know that, like, Merrick is really pushing it. And you don't know if these guys have suffered wounds, you know, from these assassins. They could be just run off and bleed out or whatever. So if you want to care to give your medical opinion, or are you just going to let them go off and best of luck, boys, with your 2 hit points and whatever? Like, he did not have a lot.
Oh, yes. No, I'm noticing what's going on as Merrick begins to put on... as Merrick begins to resume putting on the rest of the armor that he's newly acquired, I sneak up behind him and one of the bare arms, just kind of stick him with a needle.
Oh, okay. You could tell his boss to make him stand down, but I guess whatever works, right? Oh, why are you doing that to me? Slump.
I'll need him to sleep eventually anyways, so.
That's impressive he got him to come down in one
shot.
For now,
I don't think he actually went down. I think he's just suddenly super drowsy, and I will just kind of lead him to a place he can sit down while putting on his armor.
Well, considering you have his medical history, you might even know some subtle things about his race or allergies that the personal, you know, something just like 100 millimeters, I can't even combat. That's right, now you stay. You know. You're a doctor after all, I mean.
Walk up and give him the old Vulcan neck pinch.
Yeah, something.
Oh, I certainly could, but it's a lot more convenient to just kind of get him to the point where he's start.
Candy is dandy, but drugs are better.
Him. Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So,
get the job done.
Zin pulls a drink from a flask, looks you right in the eye, guys, and it's just like, and then goes back to his bunk. It looks like he needs some, you know, alone time. Now, Poser left the comm open, right? So it was, you know, like we heard you deaf negotiating, you know, you don't want to hurt me, guys. Come on. This is good. Like,
yeah.
Poof, right. Like we kind of get an idea that, you know, Darga's guys, unless he ran off to like some other part of the city, Darga's guys have him. Right. And as far as you know, somebody put a hit on you guys. And that Wookiee is the slaver from the Iron Ring. So is it just the slavers that hired Darga's dudes, or is it like, you know, I'm pretty sure it was Haas or Zin that remembered that these Korans were like around in the shadows, kind of, you know, they're not visiting like you've never seen them before. They've, you know, they're here. They were, you know, part of the setup, as it were. Where is the boss man? You're not on the ship.
I was on my way to the ship.
You and Poser had your atrium.
We separated ways. Right. I grabbed my manservant and cleared out our belongings from the rooms that we were staying in.
Okay.
And was hightailing it back to the ship.
With a ride or on foot?
So I think I took a speeder bike. Pretty sure I grabbed Poser's speeder bike.
Okay. So you'd be halfway back when the call came through. I'm in trouble. Zin's like, tell me exactly what's going on. And then you hear any type of thing.
Yep.
And you can communicate openly with your crew. So
I'll continue on my way to the ship. And I'll just be like, whoa, hold your horses, guys. Don't do anything drastic. I'm going to see if I can handle this diplomatically. I've just got to pick up some evidence at the ship. And then I'm going to go wake up Daga.
Okay. So you come to the ship and you get what evidence?
Yep. The head of the Wookiee.
Okay. Do you want to take Merrick with you, your bodyguard?
No, he's way too beat up for this. He can stay unconscious with the dog while he patches him up. I'll take Haas.
Okay.
He can carry a gun.
Yeah. So can almost fly a ship. Remember that crap that happened in the gladiator pit? Can almost fly a ship. I'm sure he's great with a gun. You missed him in the battle. He was pretty good, actually.
We're not going to try that
again, though. No. Actually, it was a droid, but you don't know that. So, Haas.
Yes, I will grab my sidearm and join the captain.
There you go. Can I come a little bit in on the mic there, Joe?
And I will join the captain.
Or bring Zoom up a bit. Now, for our viewing audience, Joe, can you cue the mic so you come in and then lean out so everyone has a wonderful picture of your cybernetic face? Because I love it.
Oh, okay.
No.
better?
it's not. Oh, there you are.
There I am. Yep, that is me.
That's cool.
Yeah, even with the pale eyes, he looks like Russell Crowe, maybe? Yeah, you know, going for there? Yeah. Maybe, kind of, sort of? No? Yes, no, maybe?
I kind of get James Franco, like, eyes. You know?
Really?
Maybe I'm the only one.
He's a little old. I know Franco, but
he looks super familiar. I think that's a problem. Like, he's probably some like B-rated, like it's probably a drawing based on some like B sci-fi actor that's been in like almost, you know, like, you know how like the same dudes play in the sci-fi stuff.
Because I do believe this is from like District 9's
production.
Oh,
on what they were supposed to look like.
All right.
Whatever bad guy's name was, I can't remember.
Right on. So, you and Haas are going to, like, cuddle speeder bike on your way back here? Or how are we going to do this?
Yeah.
Fly the ship?
No, because there's no good parking near Dargah's.
No,
and I don't
want to
try and land it in the courtyard again. That's just a silly idea. I mean, it'll wake them up, but...
I can land your ship anywhere.
Yep. He can also hover above the palace and, you know, threaten. It kind of makes you a negotiating edge. Train the guns.
No,
on
but seeing the Wookiee that was with the slave traders that were attempting to poison Dargah, I'm thinking it's more going to be the enemy of my enemy is my friend situation rather than he would put the hit out on us.
All right.
So I'm going to go, you know, we'll roll up to the palace.
Yes, sir.
I will announce myself at the gate. Request an immediate audience with Dargah.
Want to speak to you immediately. Everybody getting this?
Yes, I see it.
Yes,
now.
Sir.
Yep.
Okay, so you come in.
Yep.
And we don't have Merrick. We don't have Leth. Leth, did you want to come? Or you want to tend to...
I would likely stay behind for this particular adventure. Also, it might be convenient for me to be able to video feed a copy of one of the other assassins as well.
Yes, yes. Sure.
Ooh, good thinking, Leth.
All right. So.
So.
Coming upon... Dargah.
Walk into the throne room.
Yeah.
Approach the dais. I don't know what else to call it. The slug platform.
Yeah.
And chuck the Wookiee head on it.
Okay. So he's got the hut, you know, like nighty and the little sleepy cap on.
The
you know.
Sleep cap.
He's got like the little rat man teddy bear. Really irritable.
I apologize for the interruption at this untimely hour, Your Eminence, but we got a problem. When I point down to the head of the Wookiee.
My Lord Dargah demands to know. Sorry, sir, I got this. You know, why the hell you've got us all up?
You know, and even the droid's got like a little nightcap on and like a robe, you know, and he doesn't have a teddy bear, but it's like, everyone has like bathrobes on. So, why are you got us up in the middle of the night? You know, what is that? They just see a clump of fur.
You may recognize it. Now I roll it over so he can plainly see the Wookiee face. You remember the little altercation we had earlier on, involving that group of slave traders and a little bit of poison in your wine?
Okay. He squints at you. He's like, ooh, why would you mess up, you know, business deal partner? Smoothed it out, you know.
My Lord Dog, I'd like to know why you fucked up our deal. We had dealings with them, and now he's dead. Dead people don't pay us. I don't really think they get commerce, my lord. I don't...
Oh, we lost Aiden. Dude, I've been waiting so long because on audio, you could never tell who's doing that laugh. And on video, it shot to you.
Apologies, I'm muted.
No, it's fine, it's fine. Everybody loves the droid, you know.
Right, so this guy and a couple Quarren assassins decided to take on the majority of my crew on my ship. Fortunately, they can take care of themselves. Not to mention that, but me and my associate Poza, we was cruising through here and we was laid off by a couple of them in the palace. I made my way back to the ship. Poza chased one of them down into some security room and had an altercation with a few of your guards. I don't know what happened there. I haven't been able to reach him. But you got some shady dealings going on inside your palace, Darga. You're going to need to step your security up.
Darga looks over, calls the butler, calls T3?
Yes, my lord?
And he leans in. And he starting to suspect they speak my language.
Wait, my lord.
Anyway, he gets up and he goes off and like orders, quietly asks some guards to do something, and they run off to go do something. And he just waits looking at you. And the droid comes back.
Soon we will have this settled once and for all.
Oh, wait.
Any other, my lord?
You know, and you see, like, the hut kind of falling asleep. Well.
If you haven't figured it out, my lord has summoned,
you know, obviously the Iron Ring, right? He's gone to get them. Let them explain. Because there's the Zabrak and the other ones, right? As well as his Matrodomo, like the actual Nemoidian.
Nemoidian one.
His right hand, not just a translator. I've been doing the translator so much, people think the droid is his right hand. He's not. He's his like little jester slash, you know, translator. While Darga's holding audience, the Majordomo is off running around running the criminal empire. When he summons them, okay, what's going on? You know, report type of thing. So they start dragging everybody out of bed. So they make you wait that, you know, auspicious amount of time. And
sure.
The Nemoidian comes in one, you know, and kind of looks around surprised to see everybody that's here. And on the other side, the Zabraki and everybody comes in, and they immediately like lift rifles and like start pointing at everybody when they see their dead comrade and demand to know what's going on. And the droid says,
gentlemen, please. We've called you all here to sort this matter out, but we'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody.